You're 6 years old and you're hanging out with your dad in front of your family's apartment building. A car pulls up. You kind of recognize the three men because they're cops, just like your dad, until he got fired for being Muslim. He goes up to talk to them. He looks back at you. He gets in the car. It's the last time you'll ever see him. Fast forward 17 years and you're staring at a video camera, speaking a completely foreign language. You aren't sure if this is exactly what happened.
I'm crying and my mother says to me, you know, he just left for a business trip. But I remember specifically knowing that she was lying and that he was not coming back.
In this video, Diana Mojkanovic is a fresh-faced 23-year-old with short, dark hair. She's nervously reaching out for childhood memories that seem to have just vanished.
You know, the longest time anyone asked me about my father, I would say he disappeared. Nesto, you know, he disappeared.
Mojkanovic's father was one of tens of thousands of Muslims who were executed during the war simply because of their religion. And her story is one of dozens that have been recorded over the last 6 years by the Bosnia Memory Project. The collection is the brainchild of Fontbonne University history professor Benjamin Moore.
So we felt that in part we owed it to our Bosnian neighbors to try to understand something about them.
Soon after he got started, Moore struck up a conversation with his professor buddy, Jack Luskow, who also teaches history at Fontbonne. Almost immediately, Luskow was intrigued.
I had been very active in teaching the Holocaust for years, and here was something that also was not supposed to ever happen again.
6 years ago, they picked up a cheap video camera and formed this kind of intellectual tag team. Step by step, Luskow and Moore set out to explore a collective narrative of the war as told by Bosnians in St. Louis. Along the way, they started uncovering artifacts like gut-wrenching letters from concentration camps. But early on, they ran into one big problem. Luskow says people just didn't want to talk.
There could be repercussions still because almost everybody who's here still has family in Bosnia. And so they were very concerned about that, certainly. Some didn't want to revisit the past. It was too painful.
Luskow and Moore needed help navigating the big, complicated cultural divide that separated them from the stories they were out to catalog. On a recent Wednesday evening, I'm sitting in the back of a dark coffee shop in South City with a man who would serve as one of their guides.
Okay, my name is Amir Karadzic. I've been born in the Prijedor.
Karadzic is a middle-aged Bosnian man with thick gray hair. He's a mild-mannered, easygoing kind of guy. But he carries around a really heavy set of eyes. Prijedor, where he was born, saw some of the worst the war had to offer. Thousands of its residents died or were thrown in concentration camps. His face distorts as he describes how the war twisted once peaceful religious differences into unspeakable violence. Karadzic says many Bosnians survived the war by only trusting their closest family members. And publicly, few are willing to relive a painful past.
It's very, very complicated process to make somebody to talk about that. You know, they will talk, oh yeah, like a war happened, we has to go from our homes. But they never told you what's exactly happened.
I ask him, why are you doing this? Why go through all of this over and over and over again? He says it's simple. It's a memory project. And maybe, just maybe, the memory of what happened to so many Bosnians will help prevent something like that from ever happening again. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.